Today's Newsmaker segment is brought to you by Warrensburg Chrysler. Today we're speaking to Livingston County Sheriff Steve Cox. Sheriff, we recently covered a story regarding a sex offender who was using social media to make contact with young girls. And while it's not a new story, it is something that we want to remind our listeners and how they can protect their children. I know you could probably talk all day about it, but just to quickly summarize, what are your main suggestions to those parents out there that have teens that are still pretty young, but they're dipping their toes out there into social media? What would be your recommendations?
You know, it's best not to communicate with anybody online that you don't know yourself, you know, and be a good parent. Communicate with your kids, see who their friends are, who their chat friends are, their text friends. You know, a lot of times it's easy to think, oh, well, we're in a small town or a small county. It's not going to happen here. Just this week, a Linn County resident, a sex offender, was arrested in Adair County. It's my understanding that their cyber crimes task force in that area took the guy down. I thought he was going to have sex with a 13-year-old child. You know, it was a good arrest on a guy that we've had in custody for other reasons in the past. And, you know, it could have happened right here in Chillicothe. He could be in Carrollton tomorrow. You know, I personally have helped the Carroll County Sheriff and other officials with people that were, at least a guy I can immediately recall that had went to both Saline County and Carroll County in the recent past and was trying to do things with kids and stuff there. And he was, if I remember right, he's from Kansas. So that's been 2 or 3 years ago. But sheriffs often work with the task forces, the cyber crimes units. They'll call and say, hey, you got any background on so-and-so, or can you tell me about this or that person, any cases you have or their suspects in. And so it's just a big network that we all work together. But the most important thing, you know, the sheriffs, the deputies, the cybercrime people can do a great job, but it all starts at home. And the idea, the mentality of it won't happen to me or it won't happen here is the first step going through the wrong door. And if they'll back up, take a few minutes, educate their kids. You know, I can think of some people here that have been very, very good parents and have worked with their kids and educated them on the dangers in society. And they've called and said, hey, you know, my kid's getting pictures and stuff from some creep that's in Canada or being approached, you know. But, I mean, at least they're savvy to it. The kid's savvy to it. In those cases, the kid came to them and said, you know, I thought this was another person that was into gaming like I am, and here they're getting these images and these suggestions and stuff. So it can happen. It happens all too often. You know, just as society changes, so do the techniques of pedophiles and sex offenders. But I've talked with other officers, seen stories and case files from other agencies where maybe a sex offender, a pedophile, might cruise the online dating sites looking for a mom that posts pictures of her and her family, and really the creep is attracted to the child or children, but is using that dating service to get close to mom, so in, with the real motivation to be closer to the children or child. You know, so it's scary. The internet is a good thing, but it's also a very dangerous thing.
Well, and as parents, we want to educate our children. So what recommendations, what do you recommend the parents say to their children?
You know, if they need some tips, you can Google it and find any kind of tips. You can talk to your local law enforcement officer about it if you need some additional information. Like when I was a child, you know, we would have tornado and fire alarm drills at school. You know, on occasion, a parent might do that with their kids at home back then. Now, we ask the parents to have those drills at home with their kids, not just at school, but talk about, you know, what if an armed intruder come into the home? What about an armed live shooting at school? You know, schools go over those things now. Parents should talk with their kids about these things, not just tornadoes, fire safety. Talk about cyber safety, phone safety. And, you know, I'd rather have 100 of these boring chats with people, conversations with kids, adults, whatever, than to have one victim sitting there across from my desk telling me these horrible things that happened to them.
Well, I know in the past we've always told parents, you know, keep the computer in a central location. And while that is still a great idea, as parents, now those kids have cell phones in their hands, and that makes it a little bit more challenging.
It does. And you know, the rule at our house is those cell phones are open book. better not delete anything because we're going to read everything that's on there periodically at any time. And nothing wrong with being a parent. Sometimes tough love is best, but I don't want to be one of those parents that wish I knew where my kid was, or I wish my child hadn't been hurt.
That was Livingston County Sheriff Steve Cox. To hear the interview in full, please visit KMZU.com.